Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do you dare listen? Now fam, today is a double segment, double blessing day. And what that means is that I did two episodes today. So if this is your first episode, you want to go back and listen to the previous one before this one right now. But it is such a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to be in the word of the Lord. And I hope that you guys are doing great. For this double segment day, my second chapter of the day is Psalm 88, 1 to 18. And once again, this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. And it is titled A Cry of Desperation. And reading this, you know, I couldn't help but feel why it's titled this way. I mean, talk about a cry of desperation. Anyway, with that being said, fam, let's jump right into it. Father God, bless this word, bless this day, and bless us. And it reads, Lord God of my salvation, I cry out before you day and night. May my prayer reach your presence. Listen to my cry. Woo! I mean, you know, just right from the jump, we are told. That this man is pleading. He is crying out before God day and night. It goes on to say, For I have had enough troubles and my life is near Sheol. And Sheol, that means it's a dead place. Basically is what Sheol means, a dead place. And so this indeed was a cry for help. I mean, so the man, not only is he going through troubles, not only has he had enough troubles, but he's saying that his life is near death. It goes on to say, I am counted among those going down to the pit. I am like a man without strength, abandoned among the dead. I am like the slain laying in the grave, whom you no longer remember, and are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest part of the pit, in the darkest places, in the depths. Your wrath weighs heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have distanced my friends from me. You have made me repulsive to them. I am shut in and cannot go out. My eyes are worn out from crying. Lord, I cry out to you all day long. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do departed spirits rise up to praise you? Will your faithful love be declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in Abaddon. Will your wonders be known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of oblivion? So 10 to 12, he proceeds to ask God these questions. And then he goes on to say, But I call to you for Lord help. But I call to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer meets you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why was he so convinced that God was rejecting him and his prayers? I mean, let me tell you something, fam. Let's pause right here. Take a pause right here. Just because it seems or looks like your prayers aren't being answered doesn't mean that God isn't listening to your prayers, isn't listening to what you have to say and what you are saying. He is always, always, always listening. Now, listen, fam, I learned a long, long time ago that prayers can be answered in two different ways. Actually, there are many ways and many forms that prayer can be answered. Sometimes you don't see and get what you've been praying for, but that in itself is an answered prayer. And sometimes you do receive and get what you've been praying for. Sometimes an answered prayer looks differently, and sometimes it looks exactly as it should. Sometimes the delay is actually an answered prayer. It is either for your protection, for the goodness of you. Because remember, His plans for us are to give us hope and a future. So I know that my Father's plans for me are to give me hope and a future. Therefore, whatever prayers that may not seem answered, actually, that is the answer in and of itself. Either God could be saying wait, or not yet, or just wait, or just completely something different that to you might not even look like an answer right now, but further down the line, it will look like an answer. Down the line, what doesn't look like an answer right now will look like an answer. I don't know who this is for, but be encouraged, because prayer can be answered in so many different ways. Don't be like the man, you know, asking God all those questions and saying things like, you know, have you rejected me? Why are you not answering my prayers and all that? Have you cast me away? Why am I in the darkness? Why is my life? No. You don't go in that state of desperation that the enemy is trying to take you in right now, because the enemy is working hard right now to get you to a place of hopelessness and desperation and discouragement. All those feels and feelings and emotions that are from the pit of hell in your life, I cancel it and cast it down right now. The enemy works hard to try to get you in a place of hopelessness. But Father God is knocking at your door, reminding you that, my child, I am always with you. I have never left you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My plans for you are great. They are to give you a hope and a future. Be encouraged. Verse 14, Lord, why do you reject me? We know that God doesn't reject us. Why do you hide your face from me? We know that God doesn't hide his face from us. We are the ones instead who try to hide from God, just like Adam and Eve back in the garden. They tried to hide from God because they knew that what they had done was wrong. It was their own consciousness. See, from your own consciousness will lead you and make you want to hide from God, the one thing that can set you free. And that is what the enemy wants. The enemy wants you to hide from God, wants you to hide from the one who can set you free, the one that can give you peace, the one who can give you joy, the one who can give you everything you need. Sometimes we don't get what we want, but we get what we need. Sometimes we don't get what we want, but we get what we need. And so what is the number one goal of the enemy is to make you hide from God. Oh, now you're hiding. Now you're in these hiding places, you know, and you think you're hiding. Of course, your mind is telling you you're hiding, but trust me and believe me when I say that God sees you even in those hiding places. He sees you. His eyes are ever upon you. His eyes are ever upon you. He is with you, even in those dark places that you may think and believe that I am hiding from God. I am hiding. Father God, you ain't hiding. He's with you in those places. With you, just waiting on you to get out of it. He's knocking at your door. Come, my child. Come, my child. Come, my child. Let me help you and set you free. God wants you free. He wants you in freedom. He wants you to live in freedom and walk in freedom. So you're not like the man that's saying that his life is in darkness and near the end and asking God all these questions and wondering, you know, and all these things about how, you know, you feel abandoned and you feel like God is not helping you out and you feel like he's not answering your prayers and you feel so hopeless. No. Those are lies from the enemy, lies from the pit of hell to keep you in that place of darkness. But God is knocking at your door right now saying, I am with you in this dark place, but only if you would come out to the light, come out of it. Step out, step forth, come out in the light. I want to set you free. I want you to live in freedom. That is what God is saying to you today. And I hope that you would receive it. It goes on to say, 15, from my youth, I have been suffering and near death. I suffer your horrors. I am desperate. Your wrath sweeps over me. Your terrors destroy me. They surround me like water all day long. They close in on me from every side. You have distant loved one and neighbor from me. Darkness is my only friend. And that's how it ends. Darkness is my only friend. No, it's not. Who told you that? Who told you that you are made or meant to live in a place of darkness? Who told you that hopelessness is your friend? Who told you that only sufferings and terrors and nightmares are your portion? Who told you that? You may think, well, myself. No, it is not you. The enemy told you that. So the only way to break free from those lies, you want to break free from the lies of the enemy, is by stepping out and choosing your mind. You have to pray for your mind, pray over your thoughts, pray over your emotions every single day, because every single day is another opportunity for the enemy to come in and play with your mindset and play with your emotions, play with how you think and the things you think about. He's planting seeds through every arena of your life, you know, with those coworkers, with social media, with whatever it may look like that gets you distracted, that gets you to a place of hopelessness. Each and every day is another opportunity for that to come at you. That's why each and every day you should take the opportunity to be in the Word of God, to be in the presence of God, to pray and declare positivity in your life. The manifestation of God's Word in your life, you pray that over yourself. You pray for God's goodness in your life. You pray for His favor each and every day. You declare His grace, His favor, His mercy. You declare that the enemy will not come to you with any lies, with any tricks, with any deceivement, manipulation, anything from the pit of hell. You cast it down. You speak against it. You rebuke that. You stand firm in what you know. And what God says about you. You stand firm and strong in the promises that God has for you. You trust and believe that every prayer is an answered prayer, no matter what it looks like. Every prayer is an answered prayer, no matter how it looks like, how it might look like. And it won't be until you're further down the line is when you will recognize that that indeed was an answered prayer. And you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to help with your thoughts, with your emotions, to guide you. Pray and ask God. Let God be the one to guide your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And you do that, and what helps greatly with that is staying rooted in the Word of God. Stay rooted in the presence and worship and praise of God. And I promise you, you will have peace like none other before. You will have joy like none other before. And all glory will be unto God. Fam, I hope that this chapter has blessed you. I hope that you've been encouraged. And I hope that this makes you more fearless. See, because when you know the Word, you become fearless. When you're in the Word, you become fearless. When you're in the Word, you are encouraged. When you are in the Word, you are blessed. And so it is a blessing. It is a big encouragement, and it makes you more fearless to be in the Word. Fam, God wants you. God wants you. And so if you are willing to pray this prayer with me of repentance, of coming back to God, maybe you're like the man saying, God, I've been in a place of darkness. I've been in a place of darkness, but I want to come out of it, Father God. Rescue me, Jesus. Please pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit, I cast it at your feet. Every private thought, I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Family, if you pray that prayer, oh, what a blessing. And the angels, and they sing, and they dance, and they rejoice. And God is knocking at your door. He's been knocking, and he says, here I am. Welcome, my child. Live out your God-given destiny and experience the joy and the peace that can only come from God. With that being said, fam, I hope that you'll be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless. May God bless you.